with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Sirius Left 146,
America's fastest growing radio station.
Because even hardcore conservatives are abandoning their president.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Our ship of state has hit rough waters. It must now chart a new way forward.
The Iraq Study Group is releasing its report. A lot of recommendations President Bush might not like, such as getting Iran and Syria involved in stopping the violence in Iraq. Study Group co-chair Lee Hamilton says bringing them in is essential.
We will be criticized, I'm sure, for talking with our adversaries, but I do not see how you solve these problems without talking to them.
Co-chair James Baker says the current strategy in Iraq just isn't working.
We do not recommend a stay-the-course solution. In our opinion, that approach is no longer viable.
The report recommends the U.S. reduce political, military, or economic support if the Iraqi government doesn't show it can take over its own security. President Bush has pledged to respond to the recommendations in a timely fashion. One person has died, another is missing, after a huge explosion shook an industrial complex in Milwaukee. Investigators think a large propane tank set off the explosion. Minor traces of radiation have been found at the British Embassy in Moscow. The government says there is no health risk to the public. The discovery was made as part of the investigation into the poisoning death of a former Russian spy in London. The AP's Melissa Gray reports traces of radiation were also found at a London soccer stadium.
Already, officials have found radiation at a London sushi bar where the poison spy met with a contact, at a hotel, and at the spy's North London home.
Taco Bell is taking green onions out of the mix. Preliminary tests show the onions might be responsible for an E. coli outbreak in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. 9 people remain in hospitals. A fresh team of searchers is looking in the fog today in Merlin, Oregon, for James Kim. He's the man from San Francisco who set out on foot to find help for his stranded family in the snowy Oregon Coast Range. His wife and children were later rescued. The Dow is down about 8 points. This is AP Radio News. Vatican archaeologists say they've unearthed a tomb believed to contain the remains of the Apostle Paul. It was buried underneath Rome's second largest basilica. The AP's Maria Samuelli is in Rome.
The body believed to be his used to be in view until the basilica was burnt and rebuilt in 1823, and the current church was built on top of the ancient crypt.
The interior of the tomb has not been explored yet. Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn are no longer a couple. They always had good things to say about each other.
I did like her right off the bat as a person as well. I think she's terrific.
He's such a professional. He's so good at his job. He's so funny, and he's such a great actor.
But now their people say Aniston and Vaughn have broken up, but are still good friends. They spent much of the last year and a half battling rumors about their relationship. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 10 points. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Hello, I'm Russell Mitchell from Exile Cycles, and I have the perfect gift for all the men on your holiday shopping list. The folks at Biker Balm have developed a unique line of skincare products that heal and protect sun and wind damaged skin. I was sold when I discovered their burnout sunscreen is really effective against harmful UVA rays and actually protects the colors in my tattoos. They are so convinced Biker Balm will work for you that they're making this special offer. You can get their skin lotion, body wash, lip balm, sunscreen, and an all-cotton t-shirt, a retail value of over $50 for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. That's a huge saving on a great gift. So don't delay. Call 866-606-7546 for the Biker Balm special offer. That's 866-606-SKIN. The men on your list will love you for it. 866-606-SKIN. Cheers.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-455-1863 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-455-1863. 1-800-455-1863.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
Or is that because somebody here is more blind than I am? You think it's because somebody's even more blind than me? Nobody's older than I am. They can't be more blind than I am. I don't know, a couple of days a week I come in and it's like, no, I don't know, I wasn't there. You know, you feel like they're going to be beating you to death with a rubber hose. Why did I play Waiting for the Weekend on, what day is today, Wednesday? It's Wednesday, isn't it? Or is it Tuesday? No. I watched Boston Legal last night. This mic, this sounds horrible. 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 I sound all tinny. I sound like all tinny. I don't like these headphones. I don't like these headphones. They sound tinny. Yeah, but we haven't decontaminated. Wait a minute. We'll get to the show in a minute. You know, believe me, considering some things I hear on the radio, this is nothing. This is nothing. This is nothing. Because I'm not putting on headphones that I don't know where they've been. I'm like Kelly Ripa. I don't know where that's been. Oh, well, I still sound like shit. What is that? Didn't we figure out once why I end up sounding like... Oh, it's because I sound... Oh, wait, now that's too bassy. We need it somewhere, like, in between. That's about it. Okay. Because I have such a beautiful voice that in my own ears, it has to just sound perfect. So why would you play Waited That We're Working for the Weekend on Wednesday? Because Steny Hoyer... See, I bet Jack Murtha wouldn't have done this. I bet the Republicans would have been a lot happier if Murtha had been the, what is he? Whatever, you know, the one under Nancy Pelosi. There's a vision. Isn't that a vision? It's also not cold enough in here. And the trains didn't work. It's just that kind of a day, you know. You can't get no satisfaction today anywhere. So this Congress, famously, the House of Representatives, all this year, now, of course, they did have to campaign. And what's more important than doing your job? Campaigning, so that next year you don't have to do your job either. Because if you don't get reelected, you might have to get a job that you have to do. Although I'll tell you from my experience, I don't think there is a job left on earth that anybody actually has to do. So they would come into Washington, the House of Representatives. They would come into Washington of a Tuesday. You know, they kind of straggle in on a Tuesday. Sometime, I guess, in the afternoon. And their big day, I guess, would be Wednesday. Because everybody straggled in on Tuesday. And they were out of there on Thursday. So, although it appeared that they worked 3 days a week. You know, they could have said they were working 3 days a week. The truth was, they probably had it down to a nice 1.5. You know, maybe a little work Tuesday, then, you know, Wednesday. That was the tough day of the week. Hump day. They were all there. They actually had to maybe do something. And then Thursday, you know, I guess in the afternoon it was time to leave already. Well, Steny Hoyer says, not a mas. Not a mas, amigos. Guess what? We are going to work. Are you ready for this? This is very shocking. 5 days a week. That's for the peons that we rule over. That 5 day a week crap, that's for the peasants. That's not for the likes of us. Well, it is now. It is now. Where the hell is this? I'm not going to be able to get it. Because, let's see. See if I get it. Oh, look at that. It is. It's the Washington Post. And somehow, miraculously, I got it. And they're all the bitching and the complaining. Oh, my God. Oh, plus those weeks they get off. I don't know whether it was this year or perhaps it was last. I remember they did get 10 days off for St. Patrick's Day. They did. I swear to God, that's like one of those things that just sticks in your mind. That 10-day St. Patrick's Day break that they got. They will be expected to be in the Capitol. Well, you know something? They've got it down to more like 3.5 days. They will be expected to be in the Capitol for votes by 6:30 p.m. on Monday. And they'll wind up at 2 o'clock Friday. So they don't really have it down to like, but they don't really have it 5 days. But even that schedule, they're complaining. And everybody complaining who's quoted in this article has an R next to their name. Every single person bitching and moaning has an R. Now, these people make now, what do they make? $180,000 a year, I believe. Isn't that around what they make? And didn't they just give themselves a raise? Every year they give themselves a raise. But of course, that can't compare to what the New York City Council did. The New York, now at least in Congress, they're technically not voting on their own raises because they're not allowed to in Congress, but it's, they vote for the raise for like the next year, but then every year when the raise that was voted on the year before comes up, they actually could all vote not to take the raise. And there's always one or two Democrats who make a big show of voting not to take the raise in Congress. But basically, you know, although they make it look like they're not voting themselves raises, they really are. The New York City Council, of course, did even better, where they sat there and just blatantly all raised their hands, voted themselves a big raise, retroactive, for like a year. But they're all these Republicans, they just can't stand this. First of all, the most famous do-nothing Congress of all time was 1948. And this Congress has worked 7 days less than the most famous do-nothing Congress nearly 60 years ago. They worked, as of Friday, figure this is, and it isn't even really the end of the year, but they're all going home after they pass they haven't passed the budget bills. Are you aware of this? They haven't passed most of the budget bills. But they are rushing to the floor before they recess again. The bill to make it a law it's a law. I don't know how this can even be a law. It's a law that if you have an abortion, the fetus feels pain. They're going to make that a law. They are. Because that's, you know, the most important thing in this country. At the moment, you know, the fucking little war, who cares? But pass a law that a fetus feels pain. So guess how many days they've worked? You couldn't even begin to guess. What's 5 times 50? 250. All right, so you say most people work, just say 250 days a year. They have worked, as of Friday, 103 days. 103 days for close to $200,000 a year apiece. How about that? Now, I know they tell you that when they go home, they're working, and they were campaigning, and they always have to be fundraising. You know something? If it's so difficult, get another job. Get a better job. I'm sure there's a job that'll make you happier. Oh, but I took this job and we didn't have to work and now everything changed. Now this Steny Hoyer and that fucking bitch Nancy Pelosi are here. Hey, guess what? Somebody holding a gun to your head in Congress, you can quit. They can quit. You don't like it? Quit. That's what I say. Unbelievable. Hoyer said members can bid farewell to extended holidays. The kind that rewarded them 6 weekdays to relax around Memorial Day. I got 6 days off for Memorial Day. He didn't mention, see, oh, now this is weird, because he hasn't mentioned yet, Steny Hoyer, what is going to happen to the month-long August recess. That must be a tradition, and I know exactly why they would have that tradition in Washington, D.C., except for the fact that they invented air conditioning, since you would need that. I'm sure that that if it's traditional to have the whole month of August off, it's because the weather is so oppressive. And they probably started that, you know, like in the 18-something. And they never noticed when air conditioning got invented, so that you really don't need to take all of August off. So they get he hasn't mentioned what's going to happen to this. The month-long August recess, the two-week April recess, or the weeks off in February, March, and July. He hasn't told them about those yet. For lawmakers within a reasonable commute, longer weeks are not a burden. Now, see, this is another reason why in the olden days they would have needed a lot of time off. Right? But they're complaining even now. The only four people I can see complaining that they do mention. Well, not four, because this is the House, so it's, I don't know, however many representatives. The people from Hawaii, that is a very long trip, all right, Hawaii. And Alaska is pretty far away, isn't it? But Hawaii, but even the people in California, it's 6 fucking hours. Get over yourself. Get over yourself. And if it's too much, quit. They'll have another election. They'll fill your seat. I'm sure there are people. I mean, I could see in the olden days, in the 1800s, you know, if somebody lived in Missouri, even, you know, if you had to get on a horse to go home, you know, it took a long time. But so they need to understand that air conditioning has been invented and airplanes have been invented. Airplanes! Oh, my God! So that even to get to California from Washington is 6 hours. So you're spending every day half a week flying. Why don't they talk to the people who call me? Talk to the truck drivers. Talk to the truck drivers. All those people I talk to that are like, oh, I'm not going to be home for 3 weeks. I'm not going to be home for 5 weeks. Hello to my daughter's having a baby. I'm going to see the baby in 3 weeks. People have a lot worse jobs for a lot less money, you whining sacks of crap. Representative Jack Kingston, Republican from Georgia. Now, what does it take to get from Georgia to Washington, D.C.? 20 minutes? He has he shouldn't even open his mouth, somebody from Georgia. It's one of the closest states to Washington, Georgia, who typically flies home on Thursday and returns to Washington on Tuesday, keeping us up here, eats away at families. Marriages suffer. The Democrats could care less about families. That's what this says. Okay. Time away from Washington is just as important to being an effective member. Kingston added, when I'm here, people call me Mr. Congressman. When I'm home, people call me Jack, you stupid SOB. Why did you vote that way? It keeps me grounded. I'll go to Washington. I'll call you stupid SOB because you're a stupid SOB. Representative Elton Gallagher, California, who intended to retire this year only to be persuaded to run again, wondered whether the new schedule was more than symbolic. If we're doing something truly productive, that's one thing. If it's smoke and mirrors, hoopla, that's another. The new schedule poses a headache. Oh, here's a D. For Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, close friend of Randy Rhodes, who runs her 7-year-old daughter's brownie troop meeting on Monday afternoon in Florida. I'll have to talk to the other mothers and see if we can move it to the week. Oh, you too. All of them. Sing a calendar that satisfies, John Boehner, the current majority leader, said, between the travel issues, the members' work schedules, the family and district issues, it's a Rubik's Cube. Well, here's a nice D. Representative Mike Thompson, who lives in Napa Valley, which the last time I looked was in California, will have to leave his home at 3 a.m. on Sunday, to catch a flight to Washington in time for work Monday. I didn't come here to turn around and go back home. There you go. I wouldn't mind. I'll tell you something. I wouldn't mind working 103 days a year for a lot more money than I'm making. What a bunch of jerks! What a bunch of lazy people they were. Now, when Newt took over, he changed a lot of things. I'm going to try to look that up during the break. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left 146. Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146. Alex Bennett can't stand the guy in the White House, and he'll tell you so. Mornings at 9 East, 6 West. Tom Hartman takes back America at noon East, 9 a.m. West. And look out, it's Lynn Samuels at 1 East, 10 a.m. West. Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
Starting a new business? Currently have a business? Take advantage of all the benefits of an LLC. An LLC combines the personal liability protection of a corporation with the tax benefits and simplicity of a partnership. Just answer a straightforward online questionnaire. LegalZoom.com, although not a law firm, takes care of the rest for you. For a limited time, get a discount by typing in Sirius in the referral box at checkout. Go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Isn't it time for a change of scenery? Drivers, isn't that why you became a driver in the first place? To be on the move? If you're waiting too much and moving too little, pay attention. Landspan teams have an average dispatch of 2,000 miles. That's right, the scenery is always changing for Landspan teams, and every mile means money. Solos, check out Landspan's Team Driver Match Program. Call 877-247-4795 to join a company just for teams. Call Landspan at 877-247-4795.
Tom Hartman.
I would suggest that the American people deserve economic freedom, and that means no more multinational corporations being able to use China as their factory floor for products that they intend to sell in the United States. Call me a protectionist. Yes, I believe in protecting American jobs and protecting the United States. I am a protectionist. Free trade is free to multinational corporations. It's free to nobody else.
Tom Hartman. Noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146. Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, I'm trying to find, but I can't. I'm trying to find how Newt Gingrich revamped the House schedule when he took over in 1994 as Speaker. I think he said he was going to make it more family-friendly. But he wanted them to work hard. So I'm not sure what he did, and I can't quite find it. Some things you need, you know, if you don't know just how to slide it in. Oh, I got my favorite magazine in the mail today. You know, I'm on the list for, like, I get Newsweek every week, which I give to Gloria, my neighbor. And I get that, I don't even know what it's called, that $1.99 magazine with all the household tips. I love that magazine. And somehow I got on the list for a magazine called New York Dog, which is really a magazine of advertisements. That's all it is. There's like no writing in it. There are no articles. They always have a celebrity and their dog. And this is very big because I think I read somewhere like 94% of people who have an animal buy it a Christmas present. Well, I bought Christmas presents for other people's pets. Who do we have here? Kirsten Bell. And her dog, Sadie. A Labrador. I don't know. They make it look like, there are articles, but when you look at that, and I sit there and I take it home and I read it, because I will read anything. I really will. You know, there are some people who just don't read anything. I was off, over the weekend, and I heard, did John Kennedy get shot or something? Did that happen? I must have been off when that happened. When that happened, it was, nobody ever told me. It's been 43 years. So nobody ever mentioned it to me. So these poor people, they're going to have to work. They're going to have to work for their... Oh, I know one thing I can look up. I'm ignoring, by the way, very deliberately, just so you... You know, I don't know where anybody would think that a talk radio host wouldn't know exactly what was going on in every moment. You know, where anybody would ever get that idea. But just so you think that I am deliberately ignoring this whole Iraq report. Because it is such a load of crap that I can't be bothered with it. I cannot be bothered with this. It is not only a load of crap and totally political, but the back of this chair is too far back. Everything is wrong today. Well, it is. Because, some days people pay attention and some days they don't. This Iraq report, first of all, if you listen to me, you listen to Tom Hartman, you listen to maybe even Air America, I don't think there's one thing in that report that you couldn't have heard listening to, like, left-wing radio. Oh, I'm sorry. Nobody knew it's all fucked up over there. Oh, God, what a revelation. Oh, what a revelation that everything in Iraq is fucked up. You needed a report to tell you that. And... what is one of their solutions? Set benchmarks, threaten them that we're not going to give them any more money, and let's get all the troops out by... Are you ready for this? January of 2008. Why would you want the troops out by January of 2008? What, is there anything going on in 2008 that we know about? I mean, it hasn't happened yet. You know, we don't know what happened last week. And, 2000, oh, not really. Real, is there another presidential election? Oh, my goodness. What a coincidence. Oh, it's one of those Bush coincidences, isn't it? Oh, that we would get all the troops out of Iraq by January of 2008. So this Iraq report is not just a load of crap. It is a Republican load of crap. And don't give me the names of who's ever on this stupid committee. I'm not interested. It is a Republican load of crap. Let's get them all out just when the election heats up. so that nobody can even mention the Iraq war. Oh, my God. How convenient for the R's. How convenient that would be for those R's. And they have, oh, God, this report comes out. You know, things that anybody, I mean, if Bush had been paying any attention, he would know everything in it. He would know everything in it. What did you need this for? I wonder what the hell their budget was. Remember when Bush didn't want the 9/11 commission? And they're yelling, oh, it's going to cost, who knows? I haven't got the slightest clue what it cost. You know, they can't afford it to have the 9/11 commission. But this, did anybody ever, now I'm sure they probably didn't pay any of the people on this, you know, Iraq thing. And, you know, but you need office space and a Xerox machine or two. And, you know, the regular graft and corruption, of course. Got to get that graft in there, for Christ's sake. What's Washington without graft? You know, so it must have cost a pretty penny for something that all you had to do was read the newspapers, read the American papers. You know, all you needed was like a broadband connection. And with your phone and cable TV, you could have had that for $99 a month, you know, for the last 3 years. So it would have cost, I don't know, $4,000 maybe, $5,000. Just, you know, read that British press. Read the European press to find out that this isn't working. But no. So the report, of course, has been leaking for days and days and days. It's been leaking. And which is funny because NPR did a very nice piece. Maybe I should put it up because there's a little story, but then you can click on, you know, and hear the piece they did. It is coming out as a book, just like the 9/11 Commission report came out. And they had a bidding war to put out this Iraq report. I mean, obviously, this is not going to sell close to the 9/11 report, because the 9/11 report was written in an extraordinary manner for a government report. It was written like a narrative. It was really well written. Didn't get me past more than 10 pages, but it was well written. I have a feeling this isn't. But they had a bidding war, and Vintage won their Random House. That's Bertelsmann, I think, the German company. Since no company is what it appears to be. And they got the report while it was still classified, because technically it was classified until today, even though it was leaking like a sieve. So they got it, and they had to get the guy in this piece on NPR said they had to get a copy editor who had a security clearance. So there's probably a lot of typos, but that's because copy editors, none of them can copy edit anymore. I nearly became a copy editor. I did. I said I knew how to do it, and I got some jerk. Oh, please. But actually, I discovered the problem was you really sort of did have to know how to do it. There are some jobs you can say you know how to do and just do them without knowing how. But copy editing, you have to know all those symbols. And I was very slow because not knowing any of them, you had to keep looking everything up, you know. So I didn't last very long at that, but that would have been a boring job. And nobody can copy edit anymore because you do need to know grammar and stuff, you know, and nobody knows that. And spelling, I never could spell. And do you know that when I was a child, we had to get on a horse and ride all around, and there was no spell check. There wasn't. I don't use spell check. I've never used spell check. It's like, screw it, you know. I spell the way I spell. You spell the way you spell. I don't believe there are any absolutes when it comes to spelling. I really don't. It's, I'm a secular humanist speller. I really am. So you can actually, you can go to your local bookstore. Well, I can go probably to my local bookstore. Or you can go to Amazon and you can get a copy right now. It is in bookstores today, and you can, and I'm sure it's on Amazon. I got a press release saying, would you like a copy? So we'll see if I ever get it. We'll see if I get it so I can put it right on the bookshelf next to the 9/11 Commission report. And then when I die, somebody will throw it away. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Real. Liberal talk radio. Yeah. This is Sirius Left 146.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
All senior citizens should have Life Alert.
Now elderly people can avoid or delay going to a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call 1-800-803-6830.
800-803-6830.
So, Bob, nice car.
Yep, it sure is.
Win the lottery?
Nope.
Ah, you stole while you worked here.
Nah.
Get a new job?
Job? Not really.
Don't tell me you're your own boss now.
Yep.
You're making $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month?
Uh-huh.
How did you do it?
Well...
Not on your own. You had help.
Yep.
Who helped you? Your mommy?
Nope.
Your brother?
No, you did.
I did? Wait a minute. Don't tell me you got Bruce A. Berman's book and CD.
Sure did.
That Bruce A. Berman is making everybody rich.
Everybody but you. You should buy his book and CD now.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5,000, $10,000, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 6bruce.com. That's the number 6bruce.com. That's the number 6bruce.com. You can be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 6bruce.com now.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? How would you like to lower the interest rates on your credit cards to as little as 0% interest? Well, now you can. Safeguard Credit Counseling Services is a nonprofit debt management company. They'll negotiate to reduce your high interest credit card rates down as low as 0 to 10%. Call for a free no obligation debt analysis. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Call 800-592-9773. That's 800-592-9773.
Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels, 3 p.m. East, noon out West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Okay, so I can't believe this is like the lead story, this Iraq study group. The Iraq study group. Oh, my God. Just get out. Two words. You don't need a 167-page book. Get out. Then look at, do you know how many contractors are there now? Do you know we have 140,000 troops? There are 100,000 contractors. And nobody knows what the hell they're doing. But they're all getting paid by us because everything the Army used to do, this man has so destroyed the armed forces. This Bush person, that it is almost beyond belief. The equipment is all falling apart. I had that story up. You know, it pops up every couple of months. The Army equipment is falling apart because it's being overused. It's like people are saying it's getting like 10 years worth of use in one or two years. You know, the Humvees, trucks, everything. Because, first of all, it's terrible terrain over there. And the weather, it's so hot. And they're leaving things. It's like a Humvee breaks down. What does a Humvee cost? Oh, actually, somebody called up on the air and said, when you have these armored ones, which they don't have many of, but some of them are, the officers have the up-armored Humvees. The regular soldiers don't. They still have to go scrounging around and armor their own Humvees. But, you know, the officers, somebody, I don't know if this is true, because you can never tell with a caller, but somebody called Randy, who says he's in that business, and says the really well up-armored Humvees cost about $140,000. And These things break down, and they don't have the parts to fix them, and they just leave them there in Iraq. And a lot of the equipment is they bring it with the National Guard battalions, so that now, like, our National Guard doesn't have enough equipment because it's laying there rotting away in Iraq. Nobody understands. I'll tell you something. I'm sure I don't even understand the enormity of how this has destroyed the military. And this certainly has nothing to do with these poor soldiers. You know, it just has to do with this absolute inefficiency. All this stuff now with the contractors, that they cook, they do the laundry, they do everything the soldiers used to do. Because we don't have hardly enough soldiers to be soldiers, much less enough soldiers to be cooking. It is, oh God, I'll tell you something. Whoever, I think any of the Democrats running for president, they ought to have their heads examined. They ought to have their heads examined. Because everything that's wrong, we're going to have to fix. And we're gonna end up getting blamed, you know. Scream, oh, we didn't have these problems. I don't know, while they were fighting in Iraq, the equipment was fine. Well, of course it wasn't. It wasn't, but nobody will tell you. But I can assure you the American press will just be on its tippy-top toes telling you everything wrong as soon as the Democrats take over. Oh, then you'll know everything going wrong, won't you? This liberal media. So that fat, drunken old fart, Chris Matthews, is in the hospital with complications from diabetes. Is he still an old drunk? Am I allowed to call somebody a drunk? Well, in my opinion, it's my opinion he's a fat, drunken old fart, Chris Matthews. That's my opinion. But he's, I got some panicked email from somebody. It's like, I wouldn't know if Chris Matthews dropped dead. You know, if he's never going to be on television again, I wouldn't notice. I don't watch those shows. So he's been off the air for like a couple of weeks. And he's due back next week or the week after. And he has complications from diabetes. I don't, you know, all I remember about him is he got malaria. Remember a couple of years ago he got malaria? And that was the same time they were saying that these soldiers, there was a spate of soldiers coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan and killing their wives. They were like more than you would think, you know, because how many men kill their wives? You know, I'm sure they want to, but they don't. And there was a big to-do that the soldiers who were sent over to Iraq and Afghanistan are given as a preventative a drug called Larium. And it's to prevent malaria, but it's also used to treat malaria. And, you know, of course, the army is, oh, it's perfectly safe, it's fine, here, I'm going to drink 9 quarts of it, it's perfect. But, of course, there were studies done, you know, by people who didn't have the interest in just using soldiers as guinea pigs, that it tended to make people psychotic. And every soldier who killed his wife had Larium, you know. Just, oh, another one of those coincidences. So they gave Chris Matthews Larium. You know, and I said, well, you know, when he's screaming at the guests and everything, and he's carrying on. Now you can say he's psychotic because of a drug. You know, maybe they ought to say Sean Hannity has malaria. You think? Sean has malaria. Bill O'Reilly has malaria. I can't imagine what Michael Savage has. He has to make up a whole other disease for my Michael. My beloved Michael Savage, who is just so... Oh, God, that guy. You know what he went off on last night? Bush the father crying. Bush the father made some speech about how great Jeb was, and he just started to cry. Well, my God, you would have thought he had, like, just you know, chopped off Michael Savage's son's head with a machete, the way he was carrying on about that. About men crying and the feminization and the gay agenda. How Bush the father crying has anything to do with the gay agenda? Oh, talk about the gay agenda. Guess who's preggers? Are we going to follow her bump? Do we get to follow Mary Cheney's baby bump? Are we going to see her like in people? Here's Mary Cheney's baby bump on November the 4th. And here's Mary Cheney's baby bump on December the 4th. And, oh, look at the bump. I want to see her bump. Dick Cheney's lesbo daughter is next up. And somebody said to me this morning, somebody, a right-wing person, but a person who knows what, said, isn't that interesting how they saved that for after the election? Isn't it? She's ecstatic. She's the one who's pregnant. But they won't say how or with who or anything, you know. Whether it was a turkey baster and, you know, I don't know how they do this now. Can they make you pregnant with, like, just two girls? I guess you have to have some guy, something. I don't think they do anymore, do they? Could they make it two girls? Or whether she had to have, like, sex with David Crosby, I don't know. But they sure did keep that quiet. And, of course, Dick Cheney's office, he doesn't comment. Can you imagine Dick Cheney? Oh, God. Oh, my God. What? How did they balance? You know, Keats said something about genius or insanity or sanity, I don't know, something, is being able to balance, like, two opposite thoughts in your mind at the same time. I forget whether that's sanity or insanity. I guess I should remember. Sanity. Would that make you sane or insane? To be able to balance two opposite thoughts in your mind simultaneously. I totally can't remember. Maybe it's genius. It's one of those three things. But anyway, whatever it is, Dick Cheney must be it. How can he be this right-wing, bigoted, sack of crap? And what, he's gonna just, like, love this child with the two mommies? He's gonna love his grandchild with the two mommies. And yet he won't come out and say, why can't everybody have two mommies? Or, well, he would say, why can't everybody have two mommies? Why can't the two mommies get married? He wouldn't say that, but I'm sure he's going to love his own grandchild, isn't he? He's not going to go like, oh, the sign of the cross, the sign of the devil on his own grandchild. Jesus. These people are so insane. I better take a break. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
If you're not listening to Sirius Speedway, you're not on the lead lap. 2006 NASCAR Nextel Cup Series champion, Jimmy Johnson.
It is sweet because of all the hard work that's gone into it, not only, you know, through these last 4 years, but my whole career and the path that I've been on to get here. The man upstairs decides I'm going to be a champion of now, and I really look at the last 4 years and think that it was grooming me for this experience.
This is Dave Moody inviting you to join us as we talk with NASCAR's biggest stars, weekdays, 3 to 6 Eastern, on Sirius Speedway. Sirius NASCAR Radio 128.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam firewalls and web filters.
Barracuda Network's firewalls protect against all these threats by providing effective content filtering, IM policy management, spyware removal, and complete email security, all from a simple network appliance that's affordable and easy to use. Tell your boss or IT administrator today that you know how to stop spyware, adware, spam, viruses, malicious traffic,
even detect and remove infections already on your network
by calling Barracuda Networks at 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM,
and ask for your free trial.
More than 35,000 leading companies around the world rely on Barracuda Networks' spam firewalls and web filters to ensure their privacy and safety. So choose the firewall that won Network Computing Magazine's Editor's Choice for 2 years running. Get started today by trying a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM,
888-ANTI-SPAM,
or go online to barracuda.com.
Alex Bennett.
Senate voted $70 billion to go to the war in Iraq. That makes the total over $500 billion that we've invested in that war. Your kids are going to be paying for this forever. And guess what? Not one single Democrat voted against it.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
All right, so they come out with this bogus Iraq study group crapola, and then they have to have the bogus Iraq study group press conference to make sure, and I guess anybody who is, you know, bereft enough of a mind to turn on any of these shows anymore, you know, I guess that's all they're going to be talking about. O'Reilly, Hannity and Combs, Paul Azan, whatever, whatever. Oh, we have to change Iraq strategy. And Bush,
the Iraq study, what is that?
So he's going to do what he wants to do anyway. I just don't understand. This is beyond the charade. I don't know what, it's like, I don't know, Pictionary. So what is beyond charades? It's such a sham. Is he going to listen? He's going to do what he wants. If he even knows what he wants, you know, and in the meantime, he can't, you know, where is Karl Rove since the election? Where's Karl Rove? You know, he's walking around saying, oh, we didn't really lose. And Dick Cheney is sitting there saying, oh, God, the lesbo is pregnant. You know, so he's probably not altogether thinking straight, Dick Cheney. And Bush, the man can't admit he made a mistake. I made a mistake. Oh, I'm just giving notice to everybody. Saturday, December the 16th. Don't go anywhere near Fifth Avenue in New York City. I want to go to this march so badly, but I don't want to get arrested. See, now you have to watch out. I never would go to demonstrations before, just because I wouldn't. But this I would go to for the guy the cops killed, but they're not getting a permit. They're going to march. Now, listen to this. The 16th, 9 days before Christmas on a Saturday, right? In the middle of New York City on Fifth Avenue, from 59th Street down to 34th Street, without a permit. A bunch of black people. Oh, my God. They are going to scare the living shit out of everybody. The tourists. Because by December the 16th, there is nothing in New York City except people from New Jersey and England. That's it. And they are going to march without a permit. And I really want to march. I don't know why, because I think this is just so horrible. But I don't want to get arrested. Oh, they probably won't arrest that many people. They'll probably shoot us all to death. I would rather get shot to death than arrested. You get shot to death, you die. You get arrested, they're feeding you like some bologna sandwich and, you know, and they don't let you pee. You're better off dead. Oh, okay, the next hour, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to open my local newspapers and tell you about the next big conspiracy about 9/11. I'm starting it right here the next hour. The next 9/11 conspiracy, because if you don't think people are going to be on it, you're wrong. Lynn Samuels, Sirius XM 146.
Defending truth, justice, and the real American way. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius XM 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Incoming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Iraq Study Group's report shows it's time for changes in Iraq.
The status quo has been rejected by the American people. They made that clear in the election. We have to make it clear to them that we heard them.
More on the report from the AP, Sagar Magani.
Co-chairman Lee Hamilton was blunt.
The current approach is not working.
The panel is calling for the U.S. to put on a full-court diplomatic press in the region, including talks with Iran and Syria, something the president doesn't want to do.
We will be criticized, I'm sure, for talking with our adversaries, but I do not see how you solve these problems without talking to them.
The commission does not call for a mass force withdrawal, but says getting most combat troops out of Iraq is possible by early 2008. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At the White House, Press Secretary Tony Snow says getting Iran involved is not going to be easy.
The president believes that Iran has to change its behavior. And it's interesting because there is, this was discussed, there is an acknowledgement within the report of Iran's needing to address its own nuclear issues.
The search is resumed in Oregon for James Kim. He's the man who went to find help for his family after they were stranded in the snow in their car. His wife and children were rescued. Oregon State Police Lieutenant Greg Hastings says some items have been found in the area that belong to James Kim.
Only as it was described to me, they were laid out in a well-defined area, but in a pattern which seemed to indicate that they were being laid out so someone could follow along.
The factory explosion today in Milwaukee killed one person and injured dozens more. One person is missing. The poisoning death of a former Russian spy, a murder. Taco Bell is pulling green onions off the menu because of a possible link to an E. coli outbreak in three states. But in 15 points, this is AP Radio News. Five companies plan to begin offering their workers healthcare records.
Intel Chairman Craig initially available to more than 2 million employees of five large corporations. As refinements are made, other firms will come aboard.
No one else has access to it other than by permission of the individual.
It's hoped the high financial and human toll can be reduced by getting at errors and waste.
Hundreds of billions of dollars of excess administrative costs.
The records will be made independent nonprofit firm. Look for the records to go online next year. Mark Hamrick, Washington.
Boston Red Sox pitcher John Lester says he has been told by doctors he is cancer-free. He has one more chemotherapy appointment.
It was this December. I'm done with that. Then it'll start sinking in.
Lester was diagnosed in the middle of last season. He plans to report to spring training. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Do you know the secret 1,000% faster? That's the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in time. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% all now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading faster could be. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life, your family.
Call this free. Dial 1-800-990. That's 1-800-990-1878. 1-800-990-1878.
What was the last really great dream?
Yeah, or floating through space? Our dreams can build awesome turn at night or wake up feeling tired? simply a better night's sleep. There is a way to get more of the deep sleep you need with the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. The Sleep Number bed features dual air chamber technology, so you can adjust the mattress on each side to as firm or as soft if you need. Alone, this personalized comfort creates a sleep for you, and it's easy to learn more. Call 1-800-656-3700 and ask for a free DVD and brochure. Plus, you can locate one of more than 400 Select Comfort stores. One, stop tossing it and make your sleep come true. Call Select Comfort today. 800-656-3700. 1-800-656-3700.
And now, the Gospel According to Lynn. Lynn Daniels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Series 46.
Toddling town, Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. Bet your bottom dollar you lose the blue Chicago. Chicago, the town that Marty Fay could not shut down. On State Street, that great just want to say, they do that they don't do. Say, they have the time of their life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago. The time of their life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago. In Chicago. In Chicago.
Why would we play that? I'm just not, I just can't get it together for this top of the hour. But you know something? I'm not even going to say it. Oh, you know what I'm supposed to say? Dave, you didn't print it out for me. Dave is getting, we have this thing where we're giving you something, which I swear, you know, Alex tries to make it sound like he's just thinking of this, you know. But I can't do that. You know, they're telling us to promote this. But I don't even fucking understand it. It's very hard for me to promote this. If you... Okay, you're like listening to me, right? So that means you have a subscription to Sirius. Now, if you have a house and a car... Oh, Jesus, two cars. People have two cars. People have three cars. Whatever. So you should have a Sirius Radio in every place that you spend a moment of your life. You know, it should be in all your cars. It should be in your house, your summer home, your winter home. And Stephen, darling, for you, it should be on the boat in Fort Lauderdale. So that means you need more Sirius radios, okay? So we will give you the radio. If you just get, you have to get a subscription for 6 months. Nobody can follow this because we just should give people this shit. Without all this, if you're this, if you're that, just give them a radio. But you have to sign up for like another 6 month subscription. But your second subscription only costs $6.99. And your third subscription only costs $6.99. So if you sign up, but you have to sign up for the 6 months, and you get another radio, we'll give you the radio for free. What if they go to SiriusRadio.com, does that explain it in some coherent fashion? 1-866-SIRIUS-1. They wonder why nobody is doing this. Because you can't make everything so complicated. 1-866-SIRIUS-1. So the basic thing is, you know, for your second subscription, we'll give you the radio for free if you sign up for 6 months. Okay, so the reason I played Chicago is, guess what the next city that seems to be online to ban trans fat is going to be? It seems like it's going to be Chicago. Even though the mayor of Chicago, who's not as big a wussy pussy as the mayor of New York, says it's like he doesn't like it. He thinks it sounds stupid because he's like a man. The mayor of Chicago is like an actual man. Unfortunately, the mayor of New York is like a woman in a very small body of a man. So they're going to do it because they have banned in Chicago, how do you pronounce it? Foie gras. You know, I doubt there's that many Jews listening. Chopped liver. It's chopped liver, foie gras. The difference being that it's, you know, whether it's a chicken or a goose. But that's all it is. But Chicago has banned it. I'm not sure why they banned it because, I don't know whether it's unhealthy or whether it hurts the goose or some bullshit like that. You can't buy foie gras in Chicago. Because you wouldn't want to hurt a goose. So they look like they may very well be the next people to tell you that you can't eat trans fat. Are they going to go to, like, every bakery in New York? Are they going to ruin every bakery? You realize it's in baked goods. So, like, now, there's only one bakery I want to see put out of business by this. That stupid Magnolia Bakery, where I used to live, where I was down there a couple of weeks, and there they are, lines, blocks. People lining up for blocks and blocks to get a cupcake. Although they have their rules, too. You can't, they won't sell you a cupcake. If you're lining up for blocks, I forget there's a minimum. It's like a minimum. You have to buy, I don't know, 4 cupcakes, 6 cupcakes, whatever. They can't be bothered to let a person come in there and buy. You know something? I'm having this overwhelming urge that I have to go to the village after work and bring home chow mein. It just, like, came over me. It's not worth it to go downtown. I want that good chow mein with the white sauce. I hate that third world brown sauce so much. But anyway, Chicago. They're going to go to every Colombian bakery on Queens Boulevard, are they? And say, oh, you can't make any of those pan de leches anymore. With you, I am so furious. The more I think about this banning trans fat, the more furious I get. But luckily, I do believe that the Restaurants Association is going to sue. Is going to sue the city of New York. And I can just think of so many reasons to sue. Property rights. Property rights. It's my business. I own my business. It's not like, I mean, obviously you can make a law saying you can't have poisonous fumes. You're emanating from your building. And how you can tell a restaurant. Because I'm telling you, I'm predicting salt's next. Salt's the next thing. They're going to ban salt. They're going to say you can't put more than X number of milligrams of sodium. Don't laugh. That would be the next thing, because salt, blood pressure. Oh, God. All right, so you want to know the next big conspiracy coming up? Now, I know some of the 9/11, you know, the real sites. But not really, because I know everything. I know they lied, you know. That's it. That's all you need to know about 9/11. They lied. I don't know what happened, but whatever happened, it isn't what they say happened. I'm not even so interested in finding out what happened. Because I don't know that we ever will find out what happened, but it is just so obvious to even the most casual observer that what they said happened on 9/11 is not what happened. Okay? You know, but I know there are reputable 9/11 sites and there are like Looney Tune 9/11 sites. So if I knew them, I would go to them because I guarantee you they're onto this already, because this is, some things are just too much of a coincidence. Isn't this like too much of a coincidence? Remember the airplane that flew into the Pentagon, okay? Remember that? The airplane that flew into the Pentagon. The airplane that flew into the Pentagon that, of course, is invisible to the human eye, right? You see the hole in the Pentagon. You see all kinds of things. But nobody seems to be able to actually find the airplane that flew in to the Pentagon. Can't find it. Very hard to see, very hard to find. And for years, now I forget who's been suing. Has Larry Klayman, whatever that group is. But people have been suing. And I remember several months ago, they're trying to get the surveillance videos. You know, what is the point of having surveillance cameras spying on you all over every city in America, if when something like this happens, you don't have, I mean, you'd think you'd have a lot of surveillance video of this plane hitting the Pentagon. So remember several months ago, what was it, 6 months ago maybe, they released, or they said, oh, the government's releasing the plane hitting the Pentagon. And you looked at it, and you said, where's the plane? And then they kept showing it on television. They kept putting a little circle like somewhere and saying, that's the plane. And you're saying, huh? You know, everybody's squinting. I don't see the plane. Do you see the plane? I see a circle. And they're saying that. So nobody's ever seen the plane that hit the Pentagon because, you know, there is no plane that hit the Pentagon. That's the one. Oh, this even deepens the conspiracy that Barbara Olson was on. The Solicitor General, Ted Olson's wife, she was on that plane that didn't hit the Pentagon. And, of course, there's that one insane website that keeps saying, oh, she's shopping in Switzerland. But the big question actually would be, where are the people? Where are the people? Well, they just released another video. The Pentagon released another video over the weekend. And nobody made a big fuss. It was from a surveillance camera. And this one was even more of a BS video with the plane hitting the Pentagon, because even they had to admit, well, this is actually from a surveillance camera from a bank or something behind the Pentagon. I can't believe they have some balls, these people. It's from behind the Pentagon, but you can see the smoke, you know, coming up from the front when the plane hit the Pentagon. Trust us. I mean, why release it? Why bother? Why bother releasing it? Oh, yeah, you know, that's the plane hitting. That's the smoke from when the plane hit the Pentagon. All right, so there is this tragic story in the New York papers today you go online, maybe I should post one of them. But I don't know how many 9/11 conspiracy theorists are even listening to this program. What channel would they be listening to? I don't know. Are they doing like a, what do you call it, on the Catholic channel? An exorcism. You know, that would be... Are they going to do exorcisms? Are we going to come up here someday and they're going to be doing an exorcism? I would love that. I would listen to the Catholic channel if they would do an exorcism. Oh, my God. Yeah. I think it's, like, too modern for that. They do exorcisms, you know. They really do. Even in this country, they do it. Malachi Martin. Dead Art Bell. Get the text? Okay. So, get this. This story of, like, just some coincidence. The daughter of the 9/11 pilot whose hijacked American Airlines passenger jet crashed into the Pentagon. Wink, wink. Died in a suspicious fire. At a 50-story high-rise overlooking the Hudson River in New Jersey yesterday. Oh, please. Oh, please. What are the chances that the daughter of the man who was flying the plane that didn't hit the Pentagon would die? And these are the whole story is very mysterious. It really is. The body of Wendy Burlingame was discovered by firefighters at about 3:30 a.m. Her dad, Captain Charles Chick Burlingame, was at the controls of Flight 77 when terrorists overpowered the crew and plowed the jet into the Pentagon, killing 184 people. Yeah. Find me the plane. Yesterday, homicide detectives and fire marshals were sifting through the still warm ashes. That sounds sad. They don't mean her ashes, but Jesus. Of the 10th floor burned out apartment in the luxury gallery residential complex in Gutenberg on the banks of the Hudson a month ago. See, now I think she's been in touch with her father. This is what I think. A month ago, Burlingame, 33, picked up stakes, sold her lucrative online dating service in Pittsburgh, and moved to New Jersey to live with her longtime boyfriend, Kevin Roderick. First of all, let me ask you something. How far is Pittsburgh from New Jersey? Not that far. No. How far is that? Drive. I don't know. That doesn't seem far enough to me. All right. But she sold a lucrative business to move in with her boyfriend, who is an Army veteran. Oh, really? This whole story stinks to high heaven. It does. I know this is like something. I'm making this up. You know, I mean, what facts do I have except what happened? This is, it's just too bizarre. I think that he was like some undercover something intelligence person, and that her father was in touch with her and they had to kill her. That's what I think. I really do. I believe that. Nobody's ever going to convince me differently. Because the things I believe in the most are the things I just make up. Those are the things I believe the most, the things that I make up with no facts. Isn't it weird that he was in the Army? Isn't it weird that she had just moved? Isn't the whole thing weird? Now, they don't even know what happened. the fire was suspicious. They think alcohol may have been involved. Neighbors who lived directly below reported hearing scurrying footsteps and then a mysterious thump minutes before the blaze. We usually hear them upstairs. I'm sure these neighbors just love living underneath them. But last night it was louder than usual. It sounded like somebody was moving something or some, I'll tell you, these people are going to be dead in the next 5 minutes themselves, these neighbors. There you go. Burlingame's body was found in the hallway between the kitchen and the bedroom. The two dogs also died. Police questioned and released the boyfriend. But I bet they told him, like, not to go anywhere. Don't you think they said, don't leave the state? He told them he thought Burlingame was behind him when he fled the apartment. It was a huge fire. Flames. Oh, this doesn't even sound like a regular fire. Flames could be seen shooting 20 feet into the night air. Oh, please. Now, interestingly enough, she has a 9-year-old son, but he was with his dad in Texas. Oh, this is like, I'm telling you something. She was killed by the United States government because her father got in touch with her. Prove that I'm wrong. Well, Lynn, prove that you're right. I don't have to. I believe it. And if you don't think, somebody could probably tell me, nobody's calling. Am I that boring? Or am I that fascinating? If you don't think that I'm not the only one who thought of this, I really, when I go home, I guess I'm going to have to look around, you know, because I can't believe I'm the only one who thinks that there's something a little peculiar about this story, just a little peculiar. Not somebody that was on the plane, not, you know, the pilot of the plane that we've never seen. I wonder how the kids are of the pilot of the Pennsylvania plane, Flight 93. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
On Real Liberal Talk Radio, this is Sirius Left 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Ed Schultz riles up the righties at 3 p.m. East, noon West. Stephanie Miller spins the right-wing spin at 9 East, 6 West. And Bill Press starts your day with a dose of common sense. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West.
This is Sirius Left 146.
You're suffering from thinning hair. The top of your head, in front, or heaven forbid, both. You don't have to live this way. I know of a product you can try risk-free, and you'll actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair with just one application.
This stuff is amazing. I used it just one time, and I couldn't believe it. My hair was thicker and healthier.
The folks at Proceed believe so strongly you'll be satisfied they want to give you Proceed to try risk-free. Use Proceed once, and you won't need another application for 3 months. Yeah, 3 months.
Because of Proceed, I'm more confident in my appearance.
You need proof. Try it for yourself risk-free. See results guaranteed.
Oh, it's amazing. Every time I use this stuff, my hair gets thicker.
I'm going to continue to use Proceed. It's the best product I've ever seen.
Call 1-800-295-9137. There's no reason to live with thinning hair. Experience Proceed firsthand. Get your 3-month supply of Proceed risk-free. 1-800-295-9137. You have nothing to lose. Call 1-800-295-9137.
Alex.
Bennett. Senate voted $70 billion to go to the war in Iraq. That makes the total over $500 billion that we've invested in that war. Your kids are going to be paying for this forever. And guess what? Not one single Democrat voted against it.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Chris in Oklahoma.
How you doing, Lynn?
Okay, what's up?
Not much. Well, I pretty much agree with everything you're saying with your conspiracy theory.
Well, I made it up, but I mean, isn't it, like, just so weird?
It fits into place with everything that went down. It wouldn't surprise me one bit, the government murdering their person.
I mean, you never see the plane.
Yeah.
She's his daughter, that nobody knows what the fire was. And what if that, you know, the poor pilot, wherever he is, you know, said, oh, God, I have to talk to my daughter,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they knew that he was in touch with her. They'd have to kill her.
And especially with the plane and the Pentagon, I know at least changed when they
got
to the Pentagon. It was the video they showed, and they also said that there was videotapes from a hotel across the street and a gas station. But the FBI confiscated that right then and there and wasn't able to release it.
Yeah, well, we're never going to see it. They never can let us know, because that's another thing. You know, I can pretty much sort of figure out what might have happened, which basically is they fucked up. You know, I mean, why didn't the planes go up out of the Air Force bases and, you know, and what, are they going to admit that?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. You know, it's like Flight 800. It's like when we shot down that Korean jetliner, you know, which of course we shot it down. It's like Flight 800 being accidentally shot down. But what do you think, Clinton's going to go, oh, yeah, we did. We did that by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can ever admit it. Thanks, dear. Okay. People are very laconic in Oklahoma, I notice. It's just, I don't know, maybe it's possible, you know, I guess you figured, well, 3,000 people died in 9/11. So some of them are going to end up, like, in the newspaper for something. I mean, we just had, again, in New York, you know, that little boy who would not have gotten any publicity had his father not been killed in 9/11. That little boy with the tumor in his back, not a cancerous tumor. I think benign tumors, but the kid was about to become crippled and he had some 18-hour operation. He was in the paper day after day after day, only because his father was killed in 9/11. You know, but this is just too bizarre to me. Where's the plane in the Pentagon? Where's the plane in Pennsylvania? Where are they? Why do we have Muhammad Atta's passport 10 seconds afterwards? Too many questions. Not enough. They found water on Mars. You know something? I don't believe that. I didn't believe that when Bill Clinton said it. This water on Mars. Remember when Bill Clinton, what was it, holding up some rock?
Like, oh,
And I'm thinking, you know why they say this? Because they want money. And I am, like, so against NASA. I am all for space exploration. But NASA, I don't know. Maybe they're not science fiction-y enough for me. You know, we're going to build a little camp on the moon. We're going to build a little camp. Didn't we first go to the moon in 1960-something? And then we stopped going to the moon. Now we're going backwards. Now we're going back to the moon. Then we're going to go to Mars. You know, and there are literally people starving to death in this country, on this planet. So what are we wasting money? Oh, but look at all the great inventions. Which I guess is true, but I don't know if it's worth it. You know, all the great inventions that came from space travel. Jeff in Delaware.
Yeah, Lynn, all these conspiracies and everything else about this 9/11 issue, I'd like to try to clarify that a little bit for you. Every airplane, either by United, American, Northwest, or whoever, on the front of the airplane, usually by the landing gear or whatever, there's a company number that's designated for that aircraft. Then there's also a November number that's on the back of that airplane towards the tail of that airplane. Now, if an airplane crashes, like the one that crashed in Denver back in 1989 or whatever, that plane is if people really want to know what's going on here, the companies cannot jury-rig the aircraft number. If an airplane crashes, they put that airplane on a registry saying what happened to it. So all these conspiracies and everything else out there saying that this didn't happen or anything like that, they're full of it, because the companies cannot hide that airplane if it's gone.
Why not?
You can't.
They know what the number is, so they say that this airplane like crashed into the Pentagon number or whatever, and they say it. So, I mean, how can you not say that they can't make that up?
You cannot take an American flag carrying airplane, which is manufactured or operated by the carrier. You cannot state, okay, we're going to eliminate that November number. We're going to eliminate that.
Well, of course you can.
No, you can't. It's against the law. You cannot change.
Oh, it's within the law to like kill 3,000 people, but it's against the. What you're saying doesn't make any sense.
Listen, when you get
if you have a government conspiracy to pretend that this all happened, you know, are they going to worry about that it's against the law to take a number?
Look, I worked on that airplane that crashed in the Pennsylvania countryside.
It didn't crash. You worked on the airplane that was shot down.
Oh, the airplane that was taken over by the passengers on flight.
That's bullshit.
Crashed in the Pennsylvania
countryside. Yeah. Oh, please. You believe all of this?
Do I believe it?
Well, obviously you believe it.
Let me put it to you this way. You cannot.
Okay, thank you. Say it again. Doesn't make it true. People actually believe Flight 93 was taken over by the passengers? I heard with my very own ears that even Rush Limbaugh believes that plane was shot down. We shot that plane down. That hole with the passenger. What a load of shit. I can't call my mother in Massachusetts from my apartment. They're all on the cell phone in the airplane. None of the calls dropped. Everybody, oh, God, oh, we're going to let's roll. Oh, please, people, please, please, please. I have a bridge. I'm going to sell all of you. Anthony in Pittsburgh.
Yes, I think that guy's a jerk. I believe you.
No, the fact is, I mean, he's just repeating. It's illegal right. to not write the number down. They just killed 3,000 people. So they're going to worry about, I can't write, I have to write the number in.
Right.
But it's very hard for people to accept that the government did this. It makes people nervous.
There's a lot of things the government don't tell us, and they just do it, you know.
I'm with you.
Just to keep the hype up. I'm backing you 100%.
Okay, thank you.
Love you.
Thank you. Howard's off, isn't he? Is he? Is it a vacation or something? It's a full moon. Joe in Missouri.
Hi, Lynn. How are you doing?
Hi. You somebody in Missouri? You have your electricity and everything?
Oh, yeah. That's just in St. Louis. You got to understand, St. Louis and Kansas City, they can't count a vote for 3 weeks after the election, much less keep power on.
Oh, come on. You're so mean. Think it was so cold there and so many people didn't have electricity.
They didn't have electricity this summer for 3 weeks either. But, you know, we live in the middle of nowhere, and in 60 years, we've never had the power off. But, you know, we actually know what we're doing out here, and they don't.
Oh, okay. You just hate those city slickers. Okay.
First of all, Lynn, no matter what you did, I don't care if you go to China or the moon or Mars, there's still going to be starving people no matter what you do. There's no shortage of food on this planet. There's just a distribution problem. So no matter what you do, you're always going to have starving people. And number two, do you really think there's a conspiracy on 9/11? We can't even got a president that can't even keep getting a blowjob secret. You think you can kill 3,000 people, wipe out all those...
Oh, I don't think... First of all, Clinton certainly had nothing to do with it. And Bush, you know, who's an idiot.
Clinton can't help me. He can't get a blowjob and keep it quiet. And you're telling me that the entire government can do all this and keep the whole...
Yeah, because I don't think... I don't think that many people even had to know about it. I really don't.
Oh, Lord, it would be massive. It would take hundreds and hundreds of people to accomplish.
Not really. And, you know, my friend Lionel had a very interesting theory the other day, is that you do all of this, and you do it basically in front of everybody. I mean, you know, we know the Twin Towers did fall down. And you do it right in front of everybody. And then you know people are going to say it was a conspiracy. And then you call them crazy. So you mix up, like, the real facts of what really happened with the nutty facts and with the story you made up. And you get everybody so confused.
I don't know. I don't think so. One last thing. The biggest thing the Republicans did wrong was impeaching Bill Clinton, and the worst thing in the world the Democratic Party could even think of doing was impeaching George Bush.
Oh, I don't think so. I think you're wrong. I think he should be impeached because he actually, Bush has committed crimes.
You can't convict him. You couldn't convict Bill Clinton. If the Republicans would have said, hey, Bill Clinton, we know what he did was wrong. We can impeach him, but it's not for the good of the country. We're not going to impeach him. We're going to take care of business. They could have went fishing for 3 months, and they would have looked like heroes. They would have been thinking, if the Democratic Party tries to impeach George Bush for the same crap, or even worse, no matter what it is, you're not going to get it done. His term's going to be up, and you're going to look horrible in front of the public.
You could make him resign. You don't have to.
That's not going to happen. You don't have enough time. Don't do that. You're better off with...
Well, they're not going to do it, but I think they should do it. How many people have died because of what he did?
I understand that, but can't you learn from the mistakes of the last guy?
No, because they impeached Clinton for nothing.
And he didn't get out of office. He was still there. And if you impeach this guy, you don't have the votes to get him out of office either. And you're going to look like you're wasting the...
Well, don't yell at me. I'm not making the decision. And they've decided they're not impeaching him.
I understand, but you...
I would.
Don't. Take
all right,
care.
I won't. I'm not going to do it, okay? Thank you, darling. I'm not going to do it. Not that I could anyway, but if I could, I would. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Do you hate opening your mail? Do you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are creditors hassling you for payment? Did you know that new laws require your minimum payments to double? If you can't afford it, please call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Save thousands or tens of thousands off what you currently owe. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Financial Freedom of America does all the work for you, but you need to have at least $10,000 in credit card bills to qualify for this program. Eliminate the stress that comes from being neck deep in credit card debt.
Call Financial Freedom of America today at 888-329-8390. That's 888-329-8390 for your free consultation. Call now, 888-329-8390.
Have you read or seen the latest? There's more good news for those with arthritis and joint or back pain. Results from a recent study report that a group of orthopedic doctors rated Aleve as the number one most effective over-the-counter brand when it comes to relief of minor arthritis pain. That's right, Aleve was rated number one for pain relief by orthopedic doctors. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed. Survey of 260 orthopedic surgeons conducted April 2006.
Dear Mr. President, are you worried that the country thinks you're full of crap? Well, you should be. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
God, I hope that security guard downstairs is an honest guy. You know, we have the toy box this week. Every building, I don't know how many buildings are there in this complex. I didn't even know we had more than one building, but we do. And between Thanksgiving and Christmas, for 1 week, each building gets the toy box, you know, where they put it in your lobby. And, you know, they say bring and put a toy in it. And I don't even know what organization they give it to tell you the truth. So I had gotten some toys. I always do it, I'm sure, because I'm sure nobody in this building does it. Because I noticed there are practically no toys in that toy box. It is a disgrace. It is a disgrace. This building has all these financial companies. I don't even know what they are, but, you know, banks and, you know, all of this, these fancy companies. And that toy box for the poor children, there's practically no toys in it. And it's been there since Monday, which means people saw it coming in Monday, so you could go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and buy a fucking toy. But I guess people can't. I'm sure everybody on the left channel, you know, all the compassionate people here did it. I'm sure Alex has brought in a lot of toys, and Albert. So I buy toys every year, and I had bought some at Target, and then this Sunday I bought the vacuum cleaner. I couldn't buy any more toys. So I went into some little store near my bank yesterday, and I saw, this was so amazing, I wanted to keep this, to tell you the truth. I don't know what I could have sent it to my nephew. This, 2 foot, 18 inch, stuffed Spider-Man doll. It's like a figure, you know, but it's a stuffed thing. And it has straps on it, so you could put him on your back and, like, carry him around. And I bought that. And I was taking it out of the bag and putting it in the toy box. And the security guard walks over and says, oh, just some poor child is going to be so thrilled. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. I always think that when you leave things like that, you know, you leave in the lobby of the building, or when they have the coat thing. You know, we can, in New York, they get, you know, you give your gently used coats. And which I, it looks like this year we're not doing it. It looks like I'm going to have to go schlepping around to a police station where I'm sure they're, oh, maybe I'll bring two extra coats if I go on the march, and when I get arrested, I'll just give them to the police. Because the police collect the coats also. So when I get arrested at the illegal demonstration, I can just say, here, I brought two extra coats. Take it. I hated leaving stuff at the police station. Because I always think, what are the police? They probably look through and say, oh, my wife would like that. That's like a brand new coat. I never believe people give this stuff to the poor. I think they steal it. The other place collecting the coats around here is Jankovic Plaza. How do you pronounce that? I don't even, you know, that paint store. I'm like, please. Why would you think they're going to turn in all the coats? If you have some nice coat and it was like practically never worn, why wouldn't they just take the coat? See, I'm at the same time, I'm so nice and I'm giving away all this stuff. And on the other hand, I'm so cynical, I think people are stealing it. Oh, I'm such a contradiction. So I'm either a genius, sane, or insane, whatever Keats was talking about. Paul in Florida.
Hey, Lynn, how are you?
Okay, what's up?
You're not insane, you're pretty sane, but on your conspiracy theory thing, if people just go to any website or they Google the Pentagon thing, and they look at the picture of the Pentagon on the left-hand side, they will see that there's tables that aren't burned from the extreme fire supposedly caused by this plane.
Anything could be on fire. It could be from a bomb.
No, but it's right next to it. You'll see that they're not even scorched, Lynn. They're not scorched in any way. You can't see any damage on them. I mean, these planes that hit the that hit the 9/11 towers, right? That hit the Trade Towers. They were hot enough and powerful enough to burn and knock the towers down, right?
Yeah, but the plane in the Pentagon couldn't set a table on fire.
Right.
But isn't it weird that his daughter would die in some mysterious fire?
Very strange.
After she sells her business and leaves and moves to a whole new place?
Yeah, Lynn, one more thing. I'm one of these truck drivers you were talking about before, and how dare Congress not want to work? I mean, we are out here driving miles, and for them to take a plane, a six-hour flight, is a bother.
Yeah, I know, isn't it? And they worked 103 days. Yeah, and they make close to $200,000.
You know what? I left that day after Thanksgiving. I left my house. I've already done 3,500 miles, Lynn, just to make a paycheck. Okay, and it's not...
I know, but you're just a peasant. You see, they're the elite. They're better than you are. They shouldn't have to work. It's the people beneath them, like you and me, we have to work.
It's like you said, you know what? They can move over. Someone else will take that job, and they'll be willing to work hard at it. So
that's right.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks, son. You know what?
For the people that call and said that there can't be no conspiracy, that the government can't cover it up, think about Pearl Harbor, people. 40 years later.
Yeah, well, think about a couple of dead Kennedys and Martin Luther King.
There you go.
Think about a lot of that. Thanks, hon. Bye. Drive carefully, because we need all our listeners. If you get like another subscription for like another vehicle or something in 6 months, $6.99, we'll give you the radio. Whatever. One 866 Sirius 1. No, Dave was like supposed to hand one of us a piece of paper. Because he says, say it, and I say, I'll say it, you know, say it. Who do I can't remember it. Matt in Toronto.
Hello.
Hi, what's up in Toronto? I mean, what's up? Toronto is up.
A lot of snow in Ontario, Canada right now, but I wanted to talk about this bit where the instructors of the so-called hijackers said they could barely fly, never mind how would they ever hit a plane or hit the tower.
Yes.
So what I was thinking maybe happened is, since they didn't seem all that concerned, they had the information that this was in the wind, that was going to happen, and they weren't doing anything about it. Perhaps they actually took the hijackers out beforehand, thinking that maybe they'd screw it up and they wouldn't be able to go to war like they wanted to, because they blamed it on Saddam first, and the people were going, no, that's not who's claiming responsibility. But since these high-tech jet aircraft can take off and land by themselves, because most takeoff and landings are done by the computers on board the aircraft, why can't you just not only take out all the terrorists, just take out everybody that's supposedly going on? So either those passengers are under some sort of witness protection thing, or they were executed by the government. I mean, that could be a spin on it. And just to make
I would say that because
by remote control.
Well, that is one of the theories, that they were remotely controlled. I don't know. I mean, the thing is, I don't know that just because you don't believe their story, that you have to know what happened. You know, everybody's saying, well, then what happened? I don't know what happened, but I know what happened is not what they tell us what happened. You know, I don't have to be able to figure out some whole plot.
And with the Pentagon, where's the wreckage? Where's the...
Well, you can say the same thing about Pennsylvania as well, you know. You never see... every other plane crash, you see huge pieces of the airplane. Flight 800. Remember that schlepping out of Long Island Sound? Huge pieces of the airplane. The Pentagon and Pennsylvania, you never saw that. And in New York, I'll tell you the other, you know, really weird thing. In New York... the airplane, the building, all the wreckage they had. They sold it. They sent it to China and sold it and melted it down in about 10 seconds.
Yeah, there was no proper investigation. As a matter of fact, they investigated a blowjob in Washington more than they investigated 9/11.
Yep, you got it, pal. You got it. That's the thing everybody forgets also, is that all that metal... from Ground Zero in New York was sold. And I think it was sold to China. And it was just carted off and melted down. You know, they can't put a shovel in the ground to start building anything there. But man, they got that debris out of there and melted it down in record time. How did that happen? How in heaven's name did that happen? Hang on, you two people. I'm coming right back.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left 146. Give the gift of Sirius for the holidays, and we'll give you a free radio. I'm George Flowers from Howard 100 News. Solve all your gift needs by adding an additional subscription to your account by December the 15th, and we'll give you a free radio. Just call 1-888-SIRIUS-1, 1-888-SIRIUS-1. And Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah, whatever applies, from your Sirius family.
To qualify for a free radio, you must sign up an additional subscription for at least 6 months by December 15th. Go to Sirius.com for full details.
Does your son or grandson love playing football? Are you looking for the perfect football gift? Then order Backyard Grills with Bill Parcells and get four free gifts.
Hi, I'm Bill Parcells, head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, and I'll be your head coach for Backyard Grills Football DVD.
Backyard Grills is a three DVD set designed to help dad coach his son. Over 6.5 hours of pro coaching secrets, plus inside tips from dozens of NFL stars like Emmitt Smith and Tim Brown. You'll also receive four free gifts, an autographed color photo of Bill, a certificate, an off-season training DVD, plus the amazing RZ trainer. All combined, nearly a $300 value. Yours to try risk-free for 30 days. Supplies are limited. Not available in stores, so call now.
Order Bill Parcells' Backyard Drills holiday gift set risk-free at 1-800-752-1292. 800-752-1292. 800-752-1292.
Tom Hartman.
I would suggest that the American people deserve economic freedom, and that means no more multinational corporations being able to use China as their factory floor for products that they intend to sell in the United States. Call me a protectionist. Yes, I believe in protecting American jobs and protecting the United States. I'm a protectionist. Free trade is free to multinational corporations. It's free to nobody else.
Tom Hartman,
noon East, 9 a.m. West on
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left 146.
Oh, wait, I forgot that we don't. I'm just checking. One website, they're nutty, but I love them, called whatreallyhappened.com. But I am warning you that they're very anti-Semitic. And believe me, if I notice something's anti-Semitic, you can only imagine how anti-Semitic they are. Barry in Atlanta.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, what's up?
I've spoken to you a couple of times about the same conspiracy thing. My thing is that I'm one of them persons who believe that it was done by the government, because if 3,000 people died, where are all the people who lost families on these planes? I've never seen any of these people on the TV or on the talk shows, the radio shows.
Oh, no, those people are all over the place.
I've never heard anybody say, oh, I lost my father on the plane.
They're all over the place. In fact, maybe you have to live in New York. They don't shut up, those people.
So you're saying that...
Oh, no, the people are gone. I mean, the people are gone. It's like the other guy said, they either put them in a witness protection program or the government killed them. It's not like the people are still around. They got rid of those 3,000 people. They're gone.
No, I never heard anybody say, well, my mother was traveling from here to there.
Oh, please, they're all over the... Honey, you're so lucky you don't live in New York, because we see and hear from them day and night. Thank you. I want to get these other people in, just to be fair to them. Jerry in Toledo.
Yeah, I think it is a conspiracy.
Okay, thank you very much, Jerry. Howard has to be off. The only possible excuse for this. Donna in Phoenix.
Hey, I wanted to remind you or mention the fact that the day after the election, all the media personnel were whining because they had to work a double shift. And I thought to myself, now you know how all those single mothers out there do it every day. Now you know how they feel.
Like, remember when that woman got up at a Bush press conference or something when he was campaigning, I guess, and said, Oh, President Bush, I love you. I voted for you. I work three jobs.
I know.
And he said, oh, how American. Oh, how wonderful. Like, we should all aspire to need three jobs.
I know. And a lot of Americans are working those kind of shifts now because they can't get good jobs anymore. So, you know, a lot of people...
Yeah, but we're the peons. We don't count. These people, those people in Congress, don't you realize that they're better than us?
I'm hearing you. I am.
You know, they know. We're just the little people. They're the big people.
Well, this was all the media, and it just about made me puke.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the media's probably going to be pissed, too. Because you're right, because if the Congress is in session, then the media, they're going to have to work more also. Oh, these poor babies. Thanks, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, if anybody's alive, I will see you tomorrow. Thank you, Garrett. Goodbye, Lynn Samuel. Sirius Left 146.
Attention, ditto heads. Enter, but enter at your own risk. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Syria and Iran say they are willing to help stabilize Iraq, but both countries want something in return. The report by the Iraq Study Group suggests involvement from Iran in Syria. This is co-chair Lee Hamilton.
You cannot look at this area of the world and pick and choose among the countries that you're going to deal with. Everything in the Middle East is connected to everything else.
Press Secretary Tony Snow says the Bush administration won't make any pronouncements just yet.
We're studying it. We got it at 7 a.m. this morning, and therefore I think it probably deserves close study and scrutiny, and that's exactly what it's going to get.
Three people were killed in a massive explosion at an industrial complex in Milwaukee. The AP's Emily Fredericks reports on a possible cause of the explosion.
Some people are saying it might have been a propane tank, but there is no clear cause determined yet.
One warehouse was flat. Scotland Yard says it now considers the death of former Russian spy Alexander Litvinenko a murder. The AP's Jennifer Quinn is in London.
They're only saying that the investigation has taken it that way. So obviously they've been probing this death for nigh on a week and a half, 2 weeks, and they decided that they've reached a stage where they felt it was appropriate to treat it as an allegation of murder.
Traces of radiation have been found at a soccer stadium in London and at the British Embassy in Moscow. Police in Oregon say the man missing after spending days in the snow left clues about his whereabouts. Items belonging to James Kinn have been found. His wife and two children were rescued a few days ago. Brian Anderson with the local sheriff's department says helicopters will drop packages to help James Kinn survive.
The care packages are going to be dropped along the route that we feel Mr. Kinn is going along. They are numbered, and as the searchers come across it, they're going to document it.
You won't find any green onions in your chalupa or any other Taco Bell menu items. Tests show the onions may be responsible for an E. coli outbreak in three states. The Dow is down about 20 points. This is AP Radio News. Here's a warning for people in the Southwest who drink Jamba Juice. The company says smoothies containing strawberries may have been contaminated with a potentially deadly bacterium. CEO Paul Clayton says they got a contaminated batch of strawberries.
There are none of these contaminated strawberries in our stores, so it's absolutely perfectly safe to be in our stores. We also took the extra precaution to put on hold any further strawberries from this particular facility.
So far, Jamba Juice has not received any reports of confirmed illnesses. Barry Bonds has arrived at baseball's winter meetings in Florida. He is a free agent and is looking to sign with the team, maybe back with San Francisco. Santa Claus is usually a friendly guy. But the big guy in the red suit was fired at world-famous Harrods department store in London. Managers say that Santa was rude and made inappropriate comments to adults. Harrods would not go into detail about what was said by Santa, but added that the comments were not racial. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Are you a homeowner or do you own rental property? Well, if you do, then it's time you found out about special LLCs. A special LLC allows you greater tax savings, privacy, and will protect your assets in the event of a lawsuit. With lawsuits on the rise, it's now more important than ever to keep yourself, your family, and your assets protected. To protect your personal property, rental property, or your business, call the knowledgeable experts at Nevada State Corporate Network right now at 866-854-5282. To protect your most valuable assets, you need to act now. Don't
Don't wait another day. Don't wait until it's too late. Call now. They can protect your home, your rental property, or business by setting up the right structure for you. And they can do it right over the phone. In only a few minutes, they can set up a special LLC or corporation in all 50 states and get you the protection you must have. Get the protection you need and all the tax benefits you're entitled to. Call 866-854-5282. 866-854-5282. That's 866-854-5282.
This is a holiday savings update. If you're looking for a little extra money for the holidays, and who isn't, try looking at your mortgage. Quicken Loans is currently reporting mortgage rates at around 5%. Refinancing now to a rate around 5% will give you more money for the holidays and could put thousands of dollars back in your pocket every year. Plus, as an extra holiday bonus, if you close with Quicken Loans before December 31st, you won't have to make any payments until February, giving you even more money for the holidays. Call 800-981-1422 while rates are still low. Quicken Loans makes it fast, easy, and never has prepayment penalties. Call 800-981-1422 to refinance your mortgage for around 5%. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. APR 7.194%. Call Quicken Loans at 800-981-1422 and ask how you can register to win $10,000. That's 800-981-1422.
So now, everyone go to slide 10 of the PowerPoint I sent you.
Oh, which version? I got one at 5 p.m. and one at 8 p.m.
I think version 3. Sent around 9 p.m. last night.
Okay, I've got it open. Wait, slide 10? With the graphs?
No, not the graphs. The pie charts. The big orange ones.
What's he talking about?
Are your conference calls frustrating and ineffective because nobody is on the same page? With GoToMeeting, your conference calls instantly become more effective because you show your computer screen so everyone is literally on the same page. Present your PowerPoint, demonstrate products, train groups of people, or collaborate on documents. Launch your meeting on the fly or schedule it in advance. And best of all, you can hold unlimited meetings for one low flat rate. Serious subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Sirius. Try GoToMeeting free today.
From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. And now, Ed Schultz.
Thank you, Dan Michaels. Let's roll it on a Wednesday. Iraq Study Group Day. 9 months of, well, we told you so. Hello, Americans. Good to have you with us. On point, on message, and relentless in pursuit of truth.
And let's not forget happiness. We've had happiness since November 7th. There's going to be a lot more happiness.
Breaking news, social conservatives absolutely fit to be tied. The Virgin Mary Cheney is pregnant. Holy smokes, what's the world coming to? We'll get to all of that a little bit later on. But the much anticipated, much talked about, and now being run over with a fine-tooth comb, the Iraq Study Group releases its 160 pages, 79 recommendations, which, the Oval Office probably won't pay much attention to. But the first sentence of the executive summary, and I have it in my hands, it says, quote, "The situation in Iraq is grave and deteriorating." You mean we brought all these inquiring minds together to lead us with that? Okay. It can't be too critical after the first sentence. I mean, we've got to be fair about this. The first two sentences of the actual report say there is no guarantee for success in Iraq, giving Bush a pass. The situation in Baghdad and several provinces is dire. Now, none of that, those first few sentences, piques my curiosity. Boy, I tell you what, I can't wait to read the rest of this. And lo and behold, I just want the American people out there who are loyal to this program and loyal to the cause, let's not lose focus here. The American people gave their report on November 7th. That's the report that we need to focus on. That the American people wanted change, they voted for change, the American people have spoken,
And I'll tell you what, if you're a conservative today, and if you're a Republican, you've just got to go out and have a cool one tonight. Then you got to go, whew. Boy, we're sure glad that sucker wasn't released before November 7th. We'd have lost a lot more seats. Because I'll tell you what, folks, what is in this, and I've read the executive summary and all the main points, and I'm going to get and read through this whole thing when I get my mitts on it. There isn't anything in this report that says anything about cutting and running. And it doesn't say anything in this report about being weak on terror. This is a bipartisan, and they're quick to point that out in the press conference this morning. This is a bipartisan effort to look at this objectively. And I will tell you what, a lot of what is in here is exactly what the Democrats have been talking about for the last 4 years. Not 2 years, but 4 years. They were a little slow behind the curve, I think, but finally the light went on. And nowhere in this report does it measure or gauge the state and the will of the Iraqi people. And that is crucial in all of this. The Iraqi people, the ones that don't listen to us, the ones that don't want us over there.